And welcome, everybody, to episode 651 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, and making his return this week, Breakman the Bold. Breakman, how you been, man?
I mean, I was here. I was trying to get here.
Right, you were here, but just not on the show.
Having so much trouble last week.
I know.
I cried like a little baby.
I know. We cried too, man. We miss you, man.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad everybody else crying too.
Yeah, he made. See, that should be Breakman's model, making everybody cry since 1974. You know, like one of those type of things. I know you made your mom cry when you were born.
So but, I'm guessing that was your birthday, maybe you just gave
in to? No, definitely not my birthday. All right, how was your week, Break?
It was all right, I guess.
Yeah, it was a week.
It was an irritating week. It's over now, so it's all right, I guess.
Right. At least you're on the show, man. We're happy for that, man. Nice to have you back.
Well, it's part of my stinko. I'll get to it.
Okay, no problem. Eric, how was your week, man? I know we talked a little bit before the show.
It was all right, I guess.
Yeah. Mine was okay until I caught this cold, which I'll talk about in a little bit, but, you know. We're not going to have any news this week, which is unusual. So, you know, it's just one of those weeks. Homie discounts this week. We still got the PS Plus for $38.89, so you're basically saving $22 on that deal. I know Disco Elysium that I hear a lot about is on sale on the PlayStation Network, and there's a huge sale on the PlayStation Network. Way too many to go through, and I know I briefly viewed the Microsoft stuff, the Xbox stuff, and there's tons of shit there too. So it's just way too much to go over every fucking week. So, you know, it's the usual sales. I know the Batman trilogy was like $10, which is a really good deal. Stick of Truth was $9, which is a good game. I like that better than Fractured But Whole.
Yeah, if you listen to the show and you hadn't played that game, what is wrong with you?
I know. I mean, you really should pick it up. $10, good price on it. So pick that game up, and you'll have a good time. All right, Breakman, should I hit your music?
Before you hit my music, Mrs. Breakman brought me a new toy. And I'm just going to play with this lightly.
Okay.
Lightly.
Is that one of those, like, Australian, like, things that, like, you know, you, like make that sound, that distinctive sound?
I don't know what the hell this thing is, but it can get really, really loud.
Okay, well, wow.
Okay, that's it.
That's like a soccer, like, kazoo or something, man. That's weird,
it's,
man.
It's tiny, too. It's, like, fits in the palm of my hand.
Wow. Okay, cool. There you go. I thought it was some weird dildo that you were going to tell us all about this week, but that's not the case. Okay.
No. I would film that for everyone.
Right. Okay. Hit your music, Break.
Oh, yeah. Let me get that out.
All right, dear Breakman, what do we got?
Well, I'm still scrolling back here because this was last week, and I've been in some Twitter fights over the week. I don't know what anybody's talking about. I wasn't fighting anybody on Twitter, having any arguments about anything.
That's weird. Usually there's Twitter.
What's that?
Usually there's some Twitter bitching going on.
What do you mean? I'm such a schoolboy on Twitter. I never do anything bad or would get suspended for anything I do.
Right.
And this one comes from our friend Free Five Chaos. He says, "Ask Breakman, if coworkers are invading your personal space, how would you get them to get away?"
This is easy for me, anyways. I just turn around and fart like really, really bad. You know, just...
Somehow I knew you have one just waiting for all situations. Like, you're just holding on to that fart just in case.
Right. I mean, everybody has that one, right, that they can hold back. I mean, there's some that you can't. You know, you just got to let them rip.
No,
but there's
most of us aren't waiting to fart on people, Frank.
Oh, I am. Like, you know, that's a perfect situation for that, man. I mean, you want somebody to exit your space, you just turn right around and let it rip, man. That's what I'm
saying.
I
mean, that's got to be effective. I can't imagine a more effective way.
Right.
Because if you shoot them, they're going to fall right there, and they're staying in your personal space.
I mean, maybe you could threaten them with a knife. That might be another good one. You know,
slash them. I mean, that usually gets people to run away. But then they leave blood. And I mean, so part of them is still in your personal space, too.
Right.
You could just stand up and start growling at them.
pretend to be Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, there you go. You
could pretend. Drive them off.
Jehovah's Witness. That's when you start talking about religion. Yes, that see, that could be a double-edged sword, because there are other people who want to talk about nothing but religion. So if you start talking about religion, yeah, you're going to scare off most people, but you might get unlucky and get that one person who's going to be like, "Oh, really?" and then sit down next to you, and then you're stuck with them for the rest of the day.
Right. Then you have to make up a bunch of BS, you know, which, yeah, you know,
because then like you don't. Unless you want to be a real asshole, because at that point, once they're sitting down, you can start talking about how much you love Satan.
Right, right. That, I mean, that usually does. Like, or you could say something like, "Did you want to learn about the Dark Lord too?" You know, stuff like that. That might
actually get those people to leave you alone.
Yeah.
For good.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
There you go. Wyland looks like he just joined chat. What's up, Wyland? Nice to see you in there.
Oh, why can't I get in the chat? Oh man! Come on, chat. Let me in.
I thought I saw you in there. Whatever.
Where
is Freak Five? Speaking of Freak Five, all right. What else you got?
So let me see. Obviously scaring them is probably the most effective way, because then they don't like bleed all over your stuff. But then they might go get their boss too, and nobody wants to. Oh, I'm in chat. Thank God. Here we go.
There you go. So, what's up, Freak Five? Freak Five just joined chat. Speak of the devil. There he is.
But, so we're talking about your question for us right now, and we've eliminated some of the better possibilities, unfortunately. I mean, the easiest thing to do is to kill somebody, obviously. But
right. Too messy.
They're still in your they're in your personal space now. They've bled all over it. You know, it's a problem.
I kind of like my idea about, like, you know, talking to him about being a Satanist. That might like end.
I think
end
that all. That is a great idea if you want, because I think it's a combination of Eric's and your ideas. You start talking to him about religion.
Right.
90% of the people are going to walk away, but that one person who sits down and grabs a chair and sits down next to you and says, "Tell me more." Just start talking about Satan, how much you love them. That person will leave and never bother you ever again.
Right.
Unless they're really into actually Satan, and then there might be a problem, because then they might go get their friends to talk to you and stuff like that.
You could take the neutral route in Shin Megami Tensei style and just say how both of them are fuckers and you hate each of them.
Freak Five says,
"I'm just kidding. Fuck him too."
Right. Freak Five says, "Damn, there must not have been much news." Yeah, no news this week. We kind of designed it that way, Freak Five. I'm not feeling too good. I got a heck of a cold. I'll talk about later, but you know.
Well, since you got a cold, we should probably go ahead and move on then.
Understand. No, what else you got, Break?
No, that's the only question I see. Was there another question? Did Bernie send me one?
I don't know.
You see, there's the Cthulhu diaper one. I think we talked about that last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we talked about the Cthulhu diaper.
Or 2 weeks ago, I meant, not last week.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing this. I see the people fighting with me on Twitter. talking to me and stuff.
Yeah, like talking, having civil conversations on Twitter, which everybody does.
Well, here's an interesting one. Something I've never done. Hosted my show, RP Grinders High. With the way things are going, I might start. Said at Frank Branches.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I did do that, and I am not high this week. I can guarantee you that.
I didn't notice that one, or I would have retweeted it for you. There's no favor to retweet. Oh, that's interesting. So you're not doing it because you're sick, but next week you're going to finally do the show high like we've tried to get you to do forever, right?
Probably not. Dungeon's in chat.
Dang.
Dungeon the Ninja's in chat. He says, "Cosmic Sin has to be the worst movie I've seen so far this year." Wait for it, Dungeon. Just wait for it. I got something special for you later. He says Comic Sin has to be the worst movie you've seen so far. I got one that's probably worse, so you're going to want to stick around.
I've never even heard of it, so maybe this is a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard of Cosmic Sin either. What the hell is Cosmic Sin?
Well, see, Freak Five agrees with us, Breakman. He says, Well, my solution was to let out a silent but deadly, and my coworkers moved out of my space. So see, I mentioned that. I was like, just turn right around and fart. I mean, you know, just let it rip.
Yeah, but most people don't have them loaded. I'm trying to help everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to save the world here, not one person at a time. I'm trying to save everybody at the same time.
Yeah, I would suggest the way to do that is, like you said, break. Start talking about religion, and if that's, like, if they're into it, then you change it to, like, Satanism. And then that should, like, really do it. You know, that should, like, end any and all wanting to visit your cubicle type shit, you know. That's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, that's healthy advice, I would say, Brake.
Yep. Yeah. A silent but deadly. I see, that's too vague. You have to light out a loud fart.
Yeah.
They have to know you're the one who farted.
Loud lawnmower one, man. You know, just
right.
Let it rip.
Like, if you like a silent but deadly fart, they could think it's one of the other people that's there or something, or, you know, or like whiffed from somewhere. No, you have to be loud as fuck, so it's obnoxious, and they never want to be by you again.
Yeah.
And insult to injury, giggle every time you see them. Yeah.
Dungeon says, Cosmic Sin is a sci-fi flick on Netflix, starring Bruce Willis as a general known for blowing up a planet to stop a rebellion, then put out to pasture until now. So it's like
until
one of those.
Until now!
Do another Die Hard movie, Bruce. We don't want to hear from you.
I didn't see the last Die Hard movies because I saw the previews and I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, he's now doing, like, CGI stunts and shit?
Yeah.
This isn't Die Hard anymore. This is, I don't know what the fuck this is, but it's not Die Hard. It's more like a video game at this point.
Yeah.
This is not good.
Yeah,
don't
it wasn't.
Don't All do
right.
That.
Anything else, Breakman?
No, I think that's it.
All right, let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds want to know.
Yeah, Inquiring Minds want to know what we've been playing. But first up, Wyland says, ignore the last Die Hard. It's trash. Yeah, I would say so, Wyland. That last one was awful. Okay, what you been playing, Breakman?
Yeah, I quit after the... I mean, I like the second one, I think. And I kind of enjoyed the third one just because Samuel L. Jackson was in it.
Yeah, that was good. I liked it.
But it wasn't. It was still like it's starting to get a little bit over the top, kind of. And then the fourth one they just went crazy with, and it's just like, no, this isn't this. What are you got? No, I don't want to see this anymore. This is Indiana. You've crystal skulled this shit.
Yeah.
Beside the point. But oh my god, the new indie movie. I'm terrified.
It's gonna be awful. I know it's gonna be awful. Although Antonio Banderas is in it, and he tends to make things slightly better. So
I do like him. Yes.
Yeah. All right. What you been playing, Break?
So I've been playing more of the Dungeons 3. I've been through some of the DLC now since it's been a couple weeks I've been on. And the first DLC pack I played was really, I think, easy. Uh-huh. A lot easier than maybe the main story even. And I got through it pretty quickly. And then the second one pack, the pirate pack. Fucking impossibly hard at some point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to redo that over and over again. And when you're playing an RTS and you're not like, I don't like to like rush. I will do it and I can do it sometimes if I need to, but I don't like to rush when I'm playing RTS. I like to build up my army. Like to me, that's the fun part of it. It's making a massive army and then just crushing your opponent.
Right.
So I'll take a while playing RTS. So sometimes I'll be in like 2 or 3 hours into a game before I fuck up, and it's like shit. I'll start over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
More of the Breath of the Wild. I've just been. I'm still early in the game. I was supposed to go to a town and talk to a person. I went and talked to him and asked me if I wanted to know like the secrets of my past. And I said, nah, and just kind of walked off, and I've just been wandering around the wild since.
Yeah.
I know it's what you need to do to advance the story, but I'm like, I'm kind of just enjoying walking around and finding, oh, what's that over there?
Yeah.
Ooh, I can catch that. Oh, I can catch that. Ooh,
see,
I can catch that.
That's
crabs,
I mean,
and fish, and
that
snails,
game,
and birds, and everything. I'm like, what the fuck is this
game? Yeah, it's almost a perfect game, man. I mean, that game, you see something, you can get to it, you know, which is fucking awesome. I love that in video games.
It's totally distracted me from the story. I'm like, yeah, I could, but ooh, there's a hill over there.
Yeah.
What's on the other side of the hill? It's a mountain. We've got to climb it.
Yeah. Dungeon says, Cosmic Sin looked like it was a straggler from a direct-to-video store in the 90s. Weiland says, new indie movie will make Crystal Skull look like a masterpiece. Freak5 says, I was invited to play in a Pathfinder 2 second edition game, and as I was looking through racial options, I saw that I could play as a sprite. So I decided on a sprite wizard going necromancer. That's pretty cool. Dungeon says, I hope the leaks for the indie movie aren't true. The story sounds bonkers. I then found out that sprites can get a corgi mount as a familiar freak. Ooh, that's awesome. Sounds like they are, though, the rumors of Weiland says. no, Dungeon says. Freakby says, so my sprite is going to pretend to be the corgi's familiar and convince people that the corgi is a wizard. That's pretty awesome. I could use a cantrip iMessage to talk to people. Yeah.
Why's the fucking thing talking to me? The dog's talking to me, dude. Fuck.
I know.
I almost die. Shit. This shit's good. Get more of it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
Oh, I was playing a little bit of it today. Did you know there's a game on Google right now?
I saw that.
In honor of the Olympics.
Yeah. What is it? Like?
It's a mobile phone. It's like it's adventure mini game type thing. So there's like an archery event. You're just trying to hit the targets as they pass by, you know.
Gotcha.
A game we've played a billion times, going back to like Atari and shit.
Yeah.
There was a skateboarding level. That was kind of fun. A little bit fun with that. It's a two button thing, but it's kind of harder to control than a lot of games, you know, because of the two, you know, it's motion controlled instead of.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's not like keyboard and mouse option on the. Why I guess they only made it to be a mobile game.
Oh, okay.
Like, but I think a keyboard and mouse might. Well, that'd probably be hard too to do things like this skateboarding event.
Yeah.
Oh well, it's kind of fun, I guess. It's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Eric, what you been playing?
I'm playing more Monster Hunter Stories, Skyward Sword HD. Nearing the end of that. Well, by the time I'm finished, I'll be ready for Ace Attorney Chronicles next week.
All right.
And a little bit of Ender Lilies on the Xbox. Because I asked for code for that, because they might not be able to give me a PS5 code. But if they do, I'll be able to cover all three versions, so who knows.
Freakby's naming the Corgi Dr. Corgenstein. That's pretty awesome.
Anyways, that's all I've been playing.
All right. I didn't get a plan. I didn't play too much. I did play a little bit of FF7 Remake just to get a couple of the quests that I'm missing, the side quest shit, and I'm waiting for the DLC to go on sale. I'm not going to play the DLC till I'm not going to pay $20 for a DLC. So I'm waiting for that to drop in price. So
is there a season pass? That's the one thing that really annoys
me
about.
No. Nope.
That sucks too.
Yep. There's only going to be this DLC, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess then you don't need a season pass. But like Dungeons, I think there's like 7 packs.
Wow.
Like, God, can't I have a season pass? Please?
I know.
I would buy them all. I'm going to, but no. Okay. Yeah. Individually fine. Whatevs.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, let's.
I say to that.
Yeah, exactly. You need to get one of those. I think they're called Vuvuzelas, Breakman. Like those Australian. You know, like,
right, but I don't know. I can't be better than this.
No, definitely not better than cowbell, man.
No,
sure.
It's not better than this.
Freak5's asking, you know what is
it's
yummy,
donkey
Break?
Donkey horn. That was only it.
A donkey horn. Yeah, there you go. I swear, one of these days, Break's going to be like an expert harmonica player, man. Just by playing on RP Grinders. let's see. Freak5 says, tonight I'm having Chinese for dinner. Let me know how she is, Freak5. All right, let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders, reviews.
Break, did you have any reviews this week?
Send all your complaints to @FrankBranches on Twitter. I'm just saying.
Yeah, @RP Grinders on Twitter. Send them there.
Send them to me.
Yeah. Well, it's RP Grinders, man. It's the show. All right, no reviews, Break?
Not that I can think of.
All right, Eric, your reviews. Yeah. You got a few of them here.
Black Widow. Are we going to do the full review, or are we going to wait for Break?
No, it's been a while. I'm going to take my headphones off and let me know when you're done.
Okay, we will let you know, Break. Go ahead. Spoiler warning, everybody. This is for Black Widow. I think I did my review last week.
Yeah, I won't say much more other than the fact that I liked the movie, and it was okay. I think its biggest problem, though, or it's got two big problems, but one of them is a little bit lesser than the other, but the first big problem is because of the way that the movie ended, you'd think she'd have a reason to not have what happened to her in Endgame. So yeah, there's conflict there. And then there's the issue of Taskmaster, which isn't as much of an issue, but why can't they just introduce mutants proper to the series? Is it because the movie was recorded a year before the merger finally finalized?
Yeah, that's a big problem I had with the movie as well, Eric. Like, I didn't
have a problem with the fact that other things about Taskmaster are different, other than the fact that they made them a cyborg because they couldn't make mutants yet.
No, the Taskmaster was handled completely wrong. Not because,
because of that, though, they were stripped of any kind of personality.
Yeah, yeah. They handled Taskmaster really good.
But I think it's okay, because, they can always bring Taskmaster back in some other form, because they're probably going to bring Black Widow back in as another person, like they've been doing, so.
Yeah, I know, but they... they fucked up.
A different Taskmaster.
I was actually really upset about that, Eric. That was one of the big problems I had with the movie. They gender swapped, which normally I don't have an issue with. I don't care about that.
That's not even an issue. But the fact that they didn't have a personality is a problem.
No personality, and the characteristics of Taskmaster were all wrong. Like, Taskmaster's a wicked villain, just a wicked villain, you know, and a villain that learns constantly and they handled Taskmaster really good in the Spider-Man game. I don't know if you guys played Spider-Man, but Spider-Man Taskmaster learned your moves and started kicking your ass later, you know? So you could kick his ass the first couple of times, but then, you know, later on he starts kicking your ass because he's learning all your fucking moves. So you have to do different shit, you know, and that's the way it should be. But, you know, whatever. I agree with you, Eric. I thought it was a good movie. Not great, but, you know. Dunn says that was one of the things I didn't like about the flick, too. Just completely what the fuck. The character, as done in Marvel Avengers, the game had more personality. Yeah.
So I wonder if there's going to be, a director's cut of Endgame that tweaks Black Widow's character to make what happens in this movie make more sense in that movie.
Maybe. So what are you giving Black Widow, Eric?
I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that sounds about right. I think I gave it a 7.5.
Next one I'm going to review. Break can come back now. Well, yeah. Maybe not. Maybe I should do. Maybe I should talk about Masters of the Universe.
I didn't see it yet. I'm going to watch it. But if you can do it, spoiler free, that'll be fine.
But it's only 5 episodes. I thought it was going to be a movie, but no, it's 5 episodes long.
Hey, Break, are you back
for the first part?
Yeah.
And there's going to be another 5 for the second part, which will finish the series off. And because I guess it's pitched as a finale to a show that never got a proper finale because they just made episodes until they didn't care anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so tell us about MOT.
Without spoiling anything, it has a very cold opening. And it's a bait and switch because you think it's going to be about He-Man and it's kind of not. There might be a narrative reason for that, though, because they'll probably show up at the end just when they need him, because if he was there the entire time it might get old, and because he's He-Man he just resolves situations quickly, so
yeah,
you play your trump card last. So if you want to make a compelling story, you kind of have to write them out of it.
Yeah. Wyland says it's not even a real sequel. They don't have the rights to the Funimation show. Or Filmation show.
Filmation, yeah.
Which is odd, yeah.
But that's kind of for the best because that is garbage cartoon.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so...
And this is basically a merging of the animation studio that worked on Castlevania and the spirit of the 2002 reboot Master of the Universe, which didn't last very long. Because no one watched it.
Okay.
And the 2000s were just cluttered with a bunch of shows that were competing for people's attention. Ben 10 being one of them, and it coming out on top, mostly.
Yeah.
But all right. Although Ben 10's later in that timeline. So it wins by sheer just coming in late. It's pretty good. You should check it out. I give it this... So far, I'm giving it a score of 9 with the chance of it getting it be a 10, depending on how well the second half works out.
Ooh, all right. That's high praise. I'm genuinely curious. It either came out today or yesterday, and I didn't get a chance
today.
To watch it. Yeah. But I am going to watch it maybe tonight or tomorrow.
Hey, Break can finally come back now.
Yep, Break... Break and come back. Let somebody know. Or yeah, Break, come back. We will continue on with the show. Do you have another...
Yeah, you can watch the 2002 version of Masters of the Universe on Tubi, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can watch the original show on HBO Max, I think. Or is it Netflix? I can't remember. I think it's Netflix.
Yeah. Uh-oh, Weiland's going to buy something else here, man. He's always buying statues.
Anyways, I saw Fate Stay Night Heaven's Feel Part 3 because they were doing a rescreening as a Fathom event, so it was only one day and it was subtitled only, even though I think there was a dub for the movie.
Yeah.
Spring Song is the subtitle of this series of films, which cover the Heaven's Feel arc of the original visual novel that this movie's based on. But it covers Sakura's route. And it is a conclusion of the arc. And it's pretty good. But overall, the arc isn't as interesting as the other two arcs. But it has a lot of allure and backstory that you wouldn't get in the other two arcs. So it has some value.
Yeah.
Because I think Sakura as a character isn't really well developed. She's the least likable of the characters. But you get to learn a little bit more about like why she's the focal point of this entire Holy Grail lore and her significance with the rest of the plot, even though she's a background character in the other two routes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the whole reason why this Holy Grail war is even happening.
Yeah. All right. So what else you got to say about that one?
There's a really good fight with... Rider and Saber Alter, which is the version of Saber that got corrupted by stuff that happens in the plot in the very previous one of these. But if you've seen pictures of Vayne online, you probably already know who Saber Alter is. And are the various Alter versions of other characters.
Right.
They're just dark versions of that character. I'm going to give this movie a 9 as well.
Wow, okay. Very high praise. So the trilogy is pretty good then.
Mm.
Yeah. Fate Stay Night.
I just wish Aniplex would stream the movie fucking somewhere so we could watch it whenever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of risking having to go to the theater. I was the only one who saw the movie also. I was the only one there who saw Black Widow that day.
Wow.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Not surprising.
It's like, yeah, Disney's hoping that they make all the theater money on the movie, and yeah, it's not working out. So you should have just fucking streamed it for free.
Yeah. All right.
Well, they're still making bank off their
Disney Plus charge.
Yeah.
The Prime rate too.
Yeah. The Disney Plus tax.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. I got a couple of quick reviews here. The first one I want to
do highway robbery, but whatever.
Yeah. real quick, let me go to chat here. Wyland says
it just screws over people who are single like me, because like, why would I pay $30 for myself on a movie?
Yeah,
when I could just buy the movie for that price.
Well, or you could just wait.
You can buy it cheaper when it comes out, because usually when movies are released, they're released on sale. You know,
yeah,
well, $30 for like the limited edition usually.
And I heard there's places where you know you might be able to get a link to watch them. Eric, you know what I'm saying?
Would you go chase Zelda together?
Yeah, exactly. Wyland says people keep saying bots bought all the SDCC scare glows on Mattel's website. The site had proper measures to prevent that. They let people buy two per person.
Good. Only retailers would actually do this.
Yeah.
With the PlayStation 5.
Yeah, it really sucks because I wanted that scare glow, Wyland. I'm glad you got it, though, man. That's really cool. All right. I'm going to do two quick reviews here. One is for the show called Invincible that's on Amazon Prime. What's that?
I said I liked it. Go ahead.
Oh, did you watch it,
yes,
Break?
I watched it as well.
Yeah, I liked it, too. At first, I was like, this is ganky, man. I mean, I like the voice acting really good. Steven Yeun does the voice of Invincible. Basically,
yeah, that reminds me. Masters of the Universe, Mark Hamill does Skeletor. He's a good job.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stephen Young. He's becoming like a voice actor. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really,
really
good.
Transitioned into like I think like his. I keep saying like a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. His career. Like instead of Jesus Christ, I'm gonna shut up. I keep saying it.
You're in that time wormhole, man. Like you know, you just.
But you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
He's become. Mark Hamill-ish, you know?
Yeah,
Damn it, quit saying like!
he's very good.
He's the actor, and then he's becoming even more famous as a voice actor, is what I was trying to say.
He basically plays a young superhero, the son of a douchey superhero named Mr. Omega, I think is his name, or some shit.
Omni-Man.
Omni-Man, there you go. Omni-Man is basically imagine Superman.
He might as well be Mr. Omega because it wasn't that guy. I'm thinking of Ultra Prime.
Yeah.
From that comic series.
Omni-Man is a big douchebag. You find that out right at the beginning. I'm not going to spoil.
Well, the first episode. Let me say, the first maybe like I think it's like 45 minute episode. The first probably like 40 minutes of the episode. I was like, what? This isn't any different from any other show.
Right.
Like I'm kind of bored. And then all of a sudden it turned on its head when he. Found out he's like a mass killer at the very end of the show.
Yeah.
Instead of the superhero that everybody thinks he is. And it's like, oh,
yeah.
So there's going to be graphic violence in this show. Okay, cool. You should have told me. You should have led with that. But okay.
See, here's the problem with this series that I had at the beginning. The first four episodes, other than that beginning that you said, the end of the first episode it was kind of boring. Like I was not getting into it, you know. Other than what you said about the end of the first episode, like there was nothing that's
his personal life is that really But the fights and the conflicts that they're going through, that was pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the second half, like I think there was eight or ten episodes, but the last half of it really picks up. And it gets really, really good, and it gets, like, emotional at times. It gets it basically makes you look at the sanctity of life. It's what I kind of gathered from it, you know. And the power that the superhero has, especially Omni-Man, who's voiced by J.K. Simmons. And J.K. Simmons, you guys know, is J. Jonah Jameson. And his character looks a lot like that. He looks like J. Jonah Jameson to me, but, like, ripped, you know.
In recent news, he's only been doing commercials as far as I know. Oh, I'm sure he's done other stuff, but I've seen recent times probably more for his fucking State
commercials.
Yeah,
yeah. And J.K. Simmons is absolutely – he's really a great actor. So
he nails the part of
he
this,
does.
The villain, especially when he really gets to – go into like his emotional speeches in the end when he's trying to convince his son to. I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, don't spoil.
But you know what I mean. When he's starting to give those really emotional speeches, like he's nailing it as a voice actor.
Yeah, he's really good.
And the voice acting cast for this is really spectacular.
It is. Everybody was absolutely spectacular. I think they even had that dude from Big Mouth, the
He plays he's Jay. He plays Jay in Big Mouth. He's a Rex in this show.
He's
like such a douchebag. But he's one of the good guys. But that was one of my favorite scenes when she walked in on him in the when he's having a threesome with the what's her
duplicate
name? She kept it with her and her duplicates. So I was like, goddamn, that's awesome.
That was awesome, man. I did like that too, man.
That kind of is worth getting in trouble with.
Right.
Does she intensify her sensations by doing that or something?
If you're going to do it, go big, man. Duplicate, all three duplicates with Rex was pretty badass.
I know, the third one walked out was pretty fucking hilarious. Like, oh, there's four of them in there.
And she gets all mad, man. And it was actually just really perfect, man. That, I don't know. I there's a lot of promise. Right now, I'm giving it a 7.5 out of 10, just because I thought the first half of the first season was quite boring because they dealt with a lot of like teen angst, like bullshit. High school.
Weren't really getting to the point of they did a lot of beating around the bush as to what Omni-Man was actually up to and stuff. They made that the big focal point at the end.
Yeah,
and what they're leading to. They kind of wanted to give the first episodes, like you said, were really about Mark growing up and kind of, hiding his identity and stuff like that. The usual superhero tropes and stuff.
Right. They did turn that on its side, though, which I thought was pretty good. They didn't bullshit around the, they didn't beat around the bush and like five seasons later.
Is there going to be a second season?
Yes.
Yeah, there is going to be a second season. I'm happy, man, because there's a lot of potential.
I heard it was only like six episodes, so there's got to be.
It's like eight episodes. Yeah.
I think it was eight, but it was a hit, so they definitely already.
It's from the same dude that did Walking Dead, which I don't know if that matters at all, but it's
the
good.
Writer from Walking Dead comics, so that makes more sense.
Yeah. No, it's
Robert
fine.
Robert Kirkland, this is one of his comics, and if you know this is the voice acting cast, there's several alumni from Walking Dead.
Yeah. It was
just
good.
Stephen Yeun. I'm trying to think of some of the other people that are in it. Actually, his girlfriend is played by what the fuck is her name? I can't remember her name off the top of my head. Anyway, but they're other like Walking Dead anomalies.
Yeah. Freak Fight says, so I was watching Beware of the Blob. Wait. He said, I listened to a great course lecture called American Monsters. It was talking about how the monster stories we tell are influenced by the events of the time. So I was watching Beware of the Blob, and I can't help but see the influence of the times in this movie. The first people killed were black people, then some hippies, of course. and it is so racist. The black guy killed is an engineer, but he was portrayed as a drunken buffoon. Yeah. Well, I mean, Freak Five, that's if you look at old American movies, for the most part, I mean, there's a reason why the trope, the black guy always gets killed first, or the black woman always gets killed first. If you even saw a black woman in a movie, I mean, heaven forbid you saw a black woman in a movie. I mean, you knew who was going to get killed right away. I mean, that's just how it was back in the day. That's why I love movies like Blackula, man. Blackula is one of my all-time favorite movies of that era. I love that movie. But, all right. Is MXT still in chat? Because this is what he's waiting for, man. And Dungeon. Hopefully Dungeon's still in chat. Dungeon mentioned a movie called Cosmic Sin that he thought was a big pile of trash. And I'm pretty certain I can top that. For the first time in the history of Grinders, I'm going to talk about a movie that I saw on Shudder that was absolutely one of the worst movies I think I've ever seen. And I know that's a little bit of hyperbole. I've seen worse, but not much. The movie I'm talking about is called, get this, guys, Straight Edge Kegger. Straight Edge Kegger. So
that doesn't sound scary at all.
Yeah, I gave it a chance because you get into descriptions, you're like, okay, that sounds like a cool slasher movie. I'll watch it. And I always give a movie a chance, right? So I'm watching this movie. First 45 minutes, nothing happens. Absolutely nothing happens in the first 45 minutes. It's about this guy who hangs around a bunch of what looked like college dumbasses or douchebags, douche canoes, better term for them, go around picking on people, and this guy, like, not into that, but he still hangs around these guys.
That sounds kind of like Napoleon Dynamite, but Napoleon Dynamite had points of humor in it.
Yeah, this had nothing. This had nothing, man. There was, I mean, there wasn't any good acting. There wasn't any good writing. Not any good direction. Like this
too
movie.
Straight edge, I guess.
Okay, so this guy is straight edge, right? He doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, and he makes sure and tells this guy he finds on the outside of this concert venue that he doesn't do any of that and blah blah blah. And
I don't do either of those things either, but at least I drink occasionally.
Yeah, it's whatever. So anyways, he ends up befriending this guy, and this guy ends up making him drink. So then he starts drinking vodka and getting torn up, and he ends up at this house party. And the house party gets invaded by his former friends because he kind of fell out with them because they were picking on this dude too much. And they end up being these psycho killers that do this home invasion on this party. And it's so bad, guys. I can't tell you. Like, usually I come to you guys and tell you guys Shudder is worth every penny. This movie's not worthy of being on Shudder, man. It was so bad. Like, I'm going to give it a 2 out of 10, and I'll tell you why.
Damn.
There were some cool effects, like special effect, like you know, like the death scenes. They had, like, slash throats that looked kind of convincing. Other than that, if not for that, I would have given this movie the very rare 0 out of 10, but it gets 2 out of 10 just because of the cool little special effects with the blood and stuff like that. But don't just avoid this movie at all cost. It's awful. It's called Straight Edge Kegger, and it's currently streaming on Shudder, which I hope they get rid of this movie super fast, so that way, if I ever recommend Shudder to somebody, they don't accidentally click on this movie and waste an hour and a half of their life. So. There you go. Freak Vice says, watching the original Psycho, the first half hour was all about how Norman's victim had robbed her boss. It feels like it was an attack on feminism, saying she deserves to die. Yeah, it's crazy. Dungeon says, Frank's movie just sounds bad. At least it had a cool special effect. So, I barely. Dungeon.
Freak asked the real important question now.
Was there any
boobs? Were there
any boobs
in Straight Edge Kegger?
There were no boobs. I mean, there was a...
Okay, you're right. This movie gets a 1.
You
gave it like a 2.
No,
I'm
no boobs for
it.
The ladies or men. No dicks for the ladies or
no
men.
No redeeming value. I did see a movie the other day. I can't remember the name where women might be interested in because they did have full frontal male nudity, which was a weird thing to see. And what movie was that, Bernie? Do you remember? If I remember, I'll do a review next week on it. It's worth doing a review. Yeah, he was a
dude. So if there are no boobs or no dicks, is there ass?
No. There's a.
So we don't even get ass.
There's a sex scene where you see the back of a woman's back. Oh, Rot is the movie. I'll have a review of Rot next week.
I see backs all the time, though.
Yeah. I'll have a review of a movie called Rot next week, and then you guys will get the full frontal there.
Oh, man,
so.
What's next? They're going to show some ankle?
Yeah.
Okay. You said full frontal. You reminded me of that character from Gundam Unicorn.
Yeah. There was a sort of a sex scene, but no boobs. You just see the back of a woman's back. And I was like, oh, boy. Yeah, there's no value for anybody in that movie. It's just bad, so... I think we should move on to, if my sound effects ever work.
Oh, I thought that was sound.
Your sound effects are sick, too.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, you're up.
Oh, I got a few. Obviously, last week, all the problems we had trying to get connected, and by the time I was finally able to get it up and running, the show was already over with.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. So, yeah, that happened, and it's over with. Everything's working now, so that's a sweeto, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I got 2 more stinkos, one being the terrible surge of, COVID. Nude Nuns with Guns. What? Tell us.
I saw a movie like that. Yeah, I saw that. I saw a movie like that.
So I'm guessing they wear the hat because to show that they're a nun, but everything else is naked?
Yeah. Yeah, I love movies like that, man. Those nunsploitation movies
Habit.
Are badass.
Habit, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Nunsploitation movies? Say what now?
Nunsploitation, yeah, man. There's a few of them. They're really good. Real fun.
You Catholics really are naughty, huh?
They are, man. I like those those Catholic schoolgirl suits, man. Those you know, like,
damn it, let's not talk about this.
FYI, any Catholic that says sex before marriage is a sin is a fucking liar. Yeah. All of them have done it.
Yeah.
For pleasure, not and kids are accidents.
Yeah. All right, break, man.
Happy accidents, but still accidents.
But the guns actually does remind me of all the mass shootings
that, kids.
That haven't slowed down at all in the last couple weeks.
So. No, I've noticed that, break, man. Every day there's a new one. There was one in Chicago, one in California, one in I think it was Virginia, if I'm not mistaken.
They're all over the country. It's an epidemic.
Yep.
Like, I don't know what the fuck happened when people started coming out of the pandemic, even though we're still in the pandemic, which is my next stinko. That COVID is surging throughout this country, and there's still, like, 60% of the population refuses to get vaccines?
Yep.
Also, 90% of Republicans.
Go back to Japan, where it's probably worse, where it's even spiking even higher because of all the Olympic activity going on.
Yeah.
Right. But, so anyway, what was I saying?
Around
here, like the Republicans have got turned into a political debate whether you should take a shot or not.
Oh boy!
A deadly disease has been turned into this country into a political debate.
Yep, I mean that. Thank Trump for that one, man. Because
It's just disgusting. Like, people's lives are at stake, and every day I'm reading stories about, well, we were told it was a hoax and this and that, and there's. Like, I just...
Why'd you believe them so readily, you fucking morons?
Yeah,
like,
I just
tweeted the show, before the show started, like, a right-wing news guy or a so-called journalist in one of the southern states is, anti-vax and stuff like that, and now he's in the hospital in critical condition with it, and his family's saying, well, no, he was never anti-vax. Yeah. You should all go get shots and stuff like that.
Like, why do people mistrust science so much? I mean... Yeah. Cars came from science, and people have no problem with cars.
I understand.
Well, because Tucker Carlson's mastered the way of getting people to hate and fear things they don't understand. And he does it in a way where, like, kind of a wink and a nod, where he doesn't directly say, he doesn't directly say, like, I hate black people.
Yeah.
But he'll put in stories and kind of, you notice, like, he'll say more harsher things about a black person than a white person, for instance.
Right.
If you pay attention.
Right.
But he does it in such subtle ways a lot of the time that, you know, a lot of his viewers just sit there and listen, like, oh, not along. And he's making them angry about
them. Yeah. Speaking of that, Blake, I don't mean to cut you off, but you mentioned Tucker Carlson. I can't remember. Where I saw this, but there was a term, I think it was subliminal journalism, and that's exactly, you explained to a T how Tucker Carlson does that. Like, he'll, you know, he doesn't out and out and say that he's a blatant fucking piece of shit Ku Klux Klan racist, but he really is. Like, you know, he gives those subtle, you know, and sometimes not so subtle stories about black people and brown people and immigrants.
Or one of the stories he was peddling earlier this year, what is it, white erasion theory or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't think that's something like that, right? Am I right?
I think that was to do with, like, the statues coming down, the Confederate
statues.
White erasure. White erasure.
I thought it was a three-word thing, but maybe. Like, just... like, white people are being erased. Like, what are you talking about? Like, this country is still like, heavily majority white. And, like, this country is heavily white, dude. White people aren't being replaced by anybody. Like, it was probably about the border more than anything.
It's kind of like, it kind of goes with supremacy, though, because, like, it's never enough for them to have a lot anymore.
Right.
Right. Exactly. That, like I said, it's subtle. He doesn't outright say it, but he's influencing you towards that opinion.
Yeah. And by the way, he was the biggest anti-Trump guy the entire time Trump was in fucking office. Like, you should see some of the shit he said about Trump, man. He's such a worthless piece of shit, man. He's the worst of the worst. Tucker Carlson is like, that's why
he's
hoping.
New Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't run for president. There was, like, thoughts that he might run. Because if he wins, he's a lot more cunning than Trump ever could be. And if he wanted to enact some of the shit that Trump wanted to enact, he would have enacted it. You know, so I'm hoping he does not run.
That's what I'm afraid of. It's like Trump opened the door wide open for somebody with intelligence
yep.
to come in there and
yep.
just destroy everything.
Yep, absolutely. All right, what else you got, Breakman?
I had another one. What was my other stinko? Oh, last week my dryer died on me with my clothes in it.
Oh, boy.
So I finally got a new dryer, which is my Sweeto, but as of last Friday, I didn't have one. And I was low on underwear as it was.
So turn them inside out.
I was going commando a few days. I had to.
They do have laundromats, too.
Yeah, I know the laundromats exist. I had to buy a dryer, and as expensive as it fucking was, there's no way I was going to a laundromat because it fucking bled me dry. This year has been so goddamn expensive.
Yeah.
The new car, the medical bills, now I had to buy a new dryer.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, thanks again, Trump, for your fucking tariff war.
Yep.
Goddamn dryers are fucking expensive now.
Yeah.
You know what? A dryer now doesn't really do anything much differently from a dryer fucking 20 years ago.
Right.
There's no reason I should have spent seven fucking $100+ on a fucking dryer.
Ooh, that's expensive.
I should have been able to get a cheap dryer.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I sold dryers a long time ago.
Yeah.
And when I sold dryers, comparing them to what they sell now, they aren't that fucking much different.
No.
The technology used to make it probably only cost $50.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous that the steel tariffs have raised a lot of the prices. That's the problem. Like, it's not – it probably is more than that now because of Trump and his fucking – it was steel tariffs specifically.
Well, let's be fair, too. Biden hasn't exactly went in.
Oh, no,
and, like,
he hasn't.
You know,
that really pisses me off.
Yeah, he should have came in and just redid everything.
Undoing a lot of Trump work when he came in. Why didn't he fucking undo that?
Yeah, of course.
No, instead, let's just keep rolling with it. It's fucking us over, but let's just keep rolling.
Yeah,
with
the
it.
Same thing with taxes, man. He could have you know that Trump gave the wealthy like the biggest fucking tax break and like almost.
The
I think
only
was...
reason I think he hasn't done anything yet is because he might be saving it for re-election.
Oh shit!
No, I think it's because he's just his mind is in other places. He's not worried about that.
He's a Republican.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I've just put that out there as a possibility.
Okay, I mean it's a possibility, but just look how he was with voting. Like he made that big announcement, like Facebook is the enemy and they're evil, and then like no, the next day like no, they're not bad. It's just like a few people on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, well what are you doing about those people? Well, we've got to fight stronger against those people. Well, what are you going to do about it? Fight stronger. Well, how? What are you going to do? See ya.
Freak Five says.
Biden?
Yep. Freak Five says, get a clothesline, hang your underwear out for your neighbors to see, Breakman. So there you go.
No, I got a dryer working now. I've got clean underwear. I'm wearing a pair of clean underwear and not commando.
Or you could do what Uncle Buck does, is stick it in the fucking microwave.
Yeah, the microwave. There you go.
I gotta say, I'm glad it was summertime when this happened instead of like the winter when you've been wearing jeans, for instance, because you've ever caught pubic hair in jeans before?
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Oh, God, that hurts. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear about your pubic hair ever again, Breakman, just to let you know.
That's fair.
Gagging right now, but okay, speaking of things that broke, my AC broke again, so that's not fixed, and here I am sweating doing this show, so yay me.
Is it a window AC or is it like the is it central
no
air?
it's central
damn
air,
that's
man.
Expensive
yeah
I have electric heating and cooling.
I mean, it was just.
I was going to say, what's the heating? What do I get the heating on for?
Yeah. Oh, it's for the winter.
Yeah.
No, I know, but you said I got my electric heating, and then you paused before you said
the
other thing.
Exactly. So, yeah, that sucks. And to go along with that, I got a fucking summer cold. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
I got a little bit of a bug, too. I don't know what's going on.
With the symptoms that I got, to me, I'm not a doctor. I just play one on TV, but. I think that I might have gotten the COVID, but luckily I got the fucking shot, so I'm not gonna die. So yay me, you know.
You got baby COVID; it'll go away in like 2 days.
See, that's another thing I'm worried about with the spread, and it is happening, is that because of the unvaccinated people, so many of them there are so many of them that vax people are still getting sick.
Yeah.
And some of them severely, because the anti-vaxxers don't understand, like, vaxxing at all. One of the things about vaxxing is herd immunity.
Yeah.
So, you know, not just that it lowers symptoms if you're able to catch it, it stops them from catching it because we're all vaxxed.
Yep. Yeah.
Like,
about
vaxxing is that no vax is 100%, which is why we all need to be vaxxed. If it was 100%, then we wouldn't have anything to worry about. I would say, fuck you people.
Right.
I mean, well, no, I really wouldn't. I'm still pretty upset about it. But, you know, but it's like at that point, if I'm get a shot and it's 100% effective, I didn't have nothing to worry about.
You know, to be honest with you, Breakman, I understood people's reservations at the very beginning because here's a vaccine that all of a sudden, you know, in what, a few months' time gets created, and they did very few trials. But the thing that people didn't realize is they've been working on this shit, on the novel virus, for over 10 years. So it's not like this thing that just came about. You know, they've been working on this for a while. It just like we.
Well, that's another thing. Like, people don't understand viruses at all. And our government was absolutely pathetic in explaining anything.
Right, right.
You know, really. And that was Trump, a lot of it. Like, he was making sure misinformation was out there.
Yeah.
And that nobody was going to go get it.
Yep. All political bullshit, you know.
I know.
So, and now.
Well, look at the Fox News right now.
I was just about ready to say Fox News is.
If you ask him about getting a shot, he evades the question.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, well, like he says, well, I'm not sure what he says on shots because I try not to listen to him, but I did see some of his shit.
What's funny is all those assholes got shots. You know, they got vaccines.
That's the thing.
So.
It's like they tell their people, and some of them will say, well, I never said don't get vaxxed, but at the same time, you report on when they say, like, one guy has a bad reaction in some state.
Right.
You make that like your story. You don't talk about all the people who are vaccinated.
Right. And what's funny is all that's built in. When the doctors came out with that vaccine, the scientists came out with that vaccine, they did say there's going to be a certain amount of people that get super sick off of this and may possibly die. You know, but it's for the greater good, you know, and it is. It was for the greater good. You know, that's just the way it is. You can't have an omelet without breaking some eggs. You know, that's just how it is.
And the Delta variant has proven to be even worse than the COVID, regular COVID.
And, and Lambda is even worse than that, man. Lambda
and Gamma. And with an Americans fighting against vaccinating, we're going to see more of those.
And now this summer, like, the concerts are coming, like, wrestling's back, like, with fans. Like, there's going to be a lot of super spreader events. I know this week is
NFL's coming back.
Cheyenne Frontier Days.
That was pretty interesting. I thought the NFL said if anybody on the team catches COVID, the whole game, their game is forfeit.
That's good. That's good. That's the way it should be. Fuck it. If none of these stars want to get vaccinated, then they have to deal with the testing and all the bullshit that goes along with that.
There's so few people vaccinated, like I said, that even us who are vaxxed are still at high risk of getting catching it again.
Yep.
We're at a low risk of getting it severely, but no vaccine is 100%. We could still get severely.
Yep.
And
anti-vaxxers,
they've been fed so much bullshit.
Yep.
And it's not just from Fox News or left also. I mean, the left-wing media also report it when one guy has a bad reaction.
Right, and make it like it's the worst thing ever. Yeah, exactly. All right.
Just one more thing. Yep. In my news stream, it's a mix of things. It's like CNN, USA Today, AP, and Bloomberg, and right-wing, and left-wing, and all this stuff. So I'll see like one article about like how the vaccine is good for people, and then the next article will be an anti-vaxxer article.
Yeah.
And then it'll be back and forth. And I'm just like
– it's no wonder why people don't get it, Breakman. Yeah. It's, you know, people wonder why – and it's not just because they're all wacko anti-vaxxers. It's because
they're
misinformation.
Being lied to.
Yeah.
What's going on.
Yep. All right, and also
they're being terrified by it. Yeah, people are playing on their worst fears for monetary reasons.
Yep. All right, my last little stinko here is I lost my glasses, so now I got to get a new pair of fucking glasses. So that's just awesome.
I need to add to my Sweetos.
All right, speaking of Sweetos,
dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet, Sweet of the week.
All right, Breakman, your Sweet O of the Week. I think you mentioned
already. Yeah, I said my Sweet O of the Week is my dryer has been replaced. It was expensive, but it's, you know, that whatever. I can have clean underwear again, so I call that a huge Sweet O.
Yeah, no more skid marks on your jeans now, Breakman.
No, I wasn't wearing jeans.
Oh, well, shorts or slacks or whatever. So, all right.
Summertime shorts.
Yeah. All right, Eric, your Sweet O of the Week.
Cleveland Indians finally changed their name. It's going to be Cleveland Guardians.
Yes, I saw that. That's about fucking time. And next year, the Washington football team, which had the most racist name, I think, in all of sports, is changing their name, too, which is good.
Oh,
good
they team. Finally picked a name.
Yeah,
they,
I think.
Had they announced it yet?
No, it won't be till next year. It won't be till 2022, but yeah.
So they're still the Washington football team.
Yeah, which is stupidly ridiculous, but it's better than
I'm kind of used to it because like the soccer teams are all like FC.
Yeah, but who cares? I hate that shit, man. There's no identity that way.
I
know?
Do want them, like to have a mascot and a name.
Yeah,
I know this shit because we got our own soccer team last year. It's like I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna give them tax breaks. Great.
Make yeah, I know. So stupid.
Great. More tax breaks for the wealthy.
Yeah.
That's what I like to see.
Yep. Mine is more of a lulz. Like Bernie and I, we were going to get some drinks from Sonic. And tell me if you've ever seen this before. A drunk, stumbling man who is trying to poop in the street. Tell me if you've ever seen that. Well, Bernie and I.
I have.
Actually. Yep. We saw that. And we were both like. Boy, this is something else.
Sir, this is the Wendy's.
I saw that as a little kid on the way home from a fireworks show.
Oh, no, this was a grown-ass man. Just
no,
trying...
no, I'm saying I saw it as a little kid. Oh, I saw an adult doing that.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
the fireworks show.
And he couldn't even stand up straight.
Cincinnati.
And he was trying to poop in this, like, puddle of water. It actually was the one of the funniest, most sad things I think I've ever seen in my life. But that was my sweetest.
I saw and I quickly looked away, like, oh, my God. I was really
Oh, and Freak Five says his Sweet-O is his central air is working just fine, you son of a bitch. Exiled.
He stole his air conditioner, didn't he?
Yeah, you son of a bitch. He sabotaged my air conditioner. Like, flew in and sabotaged it. Okay. Next, we're going to do Funny or Stupid. So I'm going to put the link in the chat there. And let me actually...
just takes a moment for me. Mine is always slow loading.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to click on it here. I have no idea. I think it's a dog. That's what I know. And let's see what's going on here.
Is it a Snoop Dogg?
It is not a Snoop Dogg.
Is it a Dr. Corgan style?
Last night after watching Goosebumps on Netflix, I went to get a drink from the toilet bowl and the cat dove out of the bathtub and jumped on me. It scared me so bad I ran like an antelope through the kitchen and peed all over the floor. Then Dad came sprinting out in the dark and was like, what the fuck? And then he slipped and fell in my pee. This morning the cat is sitting in the doorway staring at me like the douche canoe that she is. Now I feel stupid and I plan on chasing all the cats in the neighborhood because I have PTSD from their demon ancestor that lives in my house. This is all a bunch of bullshit. Send Huggies and some bacon.
Okay, so
it's
a dog sitting in a chair. It's a big pit bull, and he's explaining how the cat like scared the living piss out of him, literally. And his
I think it's stupid, but
I. I found some funny value in that, but overall it's still stupid. I agree, Eric.
It could have been a tweet. There's no reason for a video is the thing. It's just a dog sitting in a chair.
Right.
I mean, if they actually showed any of that stuff happening.
In the Twitter post.
No, but I'm saying, like, if they'd actually show any of that stuff on this video. Like, the point of TikTok is to show a video.
Yeah.
This is just a dog sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
If they'd showed maybe
images
of that
go with the
something.
Narration. Yeah.
The narration was kind of funny, you know, like talking
about.
That's
what I mean. Yeah. Like, that was kind of funny, but it didn't. There was nothing going on in this video, so I said this.
I've seen better versions of this theme.
This is just a fail to me.
Yeah. I think it. I mean, the narration definitely funny. The dog's cute as hell, but just stupid video. It just
like,
proves my point
the dog
that.
Was doing something would be interesting.
TikTok is stupid. In general. Bernie says no, but I think TikTok is stupid. Freak5 says, LOL, I was thinking, I see a drunk stumbling man in the mirror sometimes. And then Frank says, pooping in the street, and he's like, yep, that's me. Wow, Freak Five, that's an admission there. One day I was walking downtown for lunch and saw a pile of human shit on the sidewalk. How do you know it was human, man? Did you test it? Did you test it? I don't know. So that's that.
He had his testing kit in his utility belt. He just whipped it out and kind of took a sample there. Yeah, took it home to his freak computer and in his freak basement.
Yep.
Analyzed it.
The freak case.
The freak case. Okay, we're going to move on to Free For All. It's a free for all. Okay, we're down to 16 game shows left. 8 will survive today, and then we'll finish up next week with a couple of rounds. Are you excited about this tournament, Breakman? We waited for you.
I'm so excited. I got my – I mean
Okay. I have dogs. This wasn't dog shit, Freak Five says.
Was it moose shit?
Yeah, it could have been moose shit. Could have been cat shit. Could have been – a myriad of other shits other than human.
Squirrel
Bigfoot.
Shit.
Squirrel shit.
Yeah. A lot of squirrel shit.
Okay. First matchup we got for you guys here. This is a good one. Supermarket Sweep versus Pressure Luck, Breakman. What? Who do you got in this one?
Let me see. Supermarket Sweep versus Pressure. I love Supermarket Sweep, but...
yeah.
Pressure Luck, it's just the whammies were so much fun. I gotta go Pressure Luck.
Pressure Luck it is. What say you, Eric?
Same,
huh? All right. Let's see if I can find a clip with who I'm gonna pick. And here is
No whammy.
Yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, never mind.
Wait, what?
We get Disney so Plus. Let me skip the ads here. And I'm picking this.
Big Box, please. No whammy, stay away, please. This is from us, sweetie. Stop.
Right on a whammy, man. I love that more than almost anything. Those stupid little graphics that they have. Yeah.
No whammy.
Yep, it's got to be Pressure Luck. I mean, I love Supermarket Sweep too, man. Like watching those people run around with the cart, and they always would not go to the meat, which would piss me off. But you know,
I know, like they'd always go to like low, yep, non-expensive items. And yep, you're just like, what are you idiots doing?
I know, go straight for the seafood, you idiot. You know, that's what you got to do.
It's like it looked like sometimes they'd be going for what they would normally grocery shop for, and you're like, yeah, no, that's not how you play the game.
Quit picking the rice-a-roni, you dumbass. You know, like stupid shit like that. Yeah. All right, next matchup we got here. Let's Make a Deal versus Gong Show. Eric, I'm going to go with you first.
Let's Make a Deal.
All right. Breakman?
Oh, this one's tough.
I have no idea what Gong Show is.
I like Gong Show because if you screw up on it, they pull out the cane on you.
Yeah.
They hit the giant gong, for God's sakes. That giant gong is amazing.
Okay, I'm changing my mind. I forgot what your description of it was until you mentioned it again.
Play a clip of it,
Frank. What, Gong Show?
Yeah.
Like All right. Let's play a little clip of Gong Show, if I can find it here. Let's see if I can find it.
It's just when they don't want to come off the stage is the best part.
Yeah.
No, you got gonged, bitch. You gotta go.
What the hell's going on? He hit the gong.
Yeah.
So basically it was like like you know how modern day it's like let's who's got talent? America's Got Talent.
Yeah,
and you know,
they applaud them and they say how good they are. But in the Gong Show, it was like, no, they were hardcore about. No, you suck. Get the fuck out of here.
Yep. All right. Well, Breakman, I'm gonna pick before you pick. I'm picking Let's Make a Deal because I think Let's Make a Deal is a fantastic show. As much as I love Gong Show, but what are you picking,
Break?
That's
the problem. This is a good competition because Let's Make a Deal is a fun show.
Yeah.
Because that one was, you could really get screwed over. Like, here's a good prize I'm going to offer you, but you could take what's behind door number 5.
Yep.
Or three or before. What, they had Three Doors, right?
Yep, Three Doors.
Okay. And number two.
Yep.
Wah,
yeah, it was like, what did they call it? Like when they got something shitty, it was like, they called it something like zoinked. You got zoinked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go. For
which
my
one?
Gong sound.
Gong, okay. Wow, Gong pulls off the upset. I'm really surprised. But Gong Show moves on. All right. Next matchup we have for you guys, Price is Right versus Whose Line Is It Anyway? I'm going to go first on this one. This one's really tough for me because I love Whose Line Is It Anyways with Drew Carey and Brian Stiles and all those guys. You know, the super, super funny show where the points don't really mean anything. But I'm going to pick Price is Right, Breakman. What you picking? Mm-hmm.
I got to concur. Price is Right is just one of the greatest game shows ever made, I think. Just a variety of different types of games. They've added and changed them over the years.
And the best is Plinko, for sure. Plinko's the
best. I know.
Best.
That one, a lot of the games take skill and they take knowledge, but there are some of them like Plinko, which can be completely random.
Random, yeah. I love shows like that.
Like hole in one or hole in two. Like, oh, I suck at putt-putt. I can never. Can I have like five tries here?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that one.
Yeah. All right, Eric. Whose Line Is It Anyways or Price is Right?
Does it really matter at this point?
Well, I mean, is it a clean sweep?
I mean, yeah.
It does matter.
I was going to pick Whose Line, but it doesn't matter.
Okay. Right, because Price is Right moves on based on majority. But happens to all of us, Eric. it happened to me, like, with Let's Make a Deal. So, next matchup we got. Double Dare versus Remote Control. Ooh, Nickelodeon versus MTV. Eric, you go first.
I'm going to go with Double Dare.
Okay. Breakman?
I really like Control. One of my favorite shows back on the MTV. But I like Double Dare way more. I used to always watch Double Dare. I couldn't miss Double Dare.
I think I agree. I'd love the
I wanted to be on Double Dare, but there's never an opportunity here. No, all right.
All right. Next matchup we got for you guys, Newlywed Game versus Hollywood Squares. Breakman, you go first on this one.
I am a huge fan of Hollywood Squares. They're usually B-level celebrities in the Hollywood Squares, but they're, you know, there'd be sometimes some funny characters.
Oh, when Joan Rivers was on there, it was funny as fuck, man. I mean, that I agree.
And there were people like they've been renewed and redone over the years. Yeah. But back in the original Hollywood Squares, there were people that were staples on it, like Joan Rivers and
Whoopi Goldberg and
Whoopi Goldberg. That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah.
All right, Eric, your choice. Hollywood Squares.
Hollywood?
All right. I would have picked Newlywed Game just because I thought that the host was funny as fuck, but I don't have a problem with that. Hollywood Squares moves on. All right. Next matchup, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire versus The Pyramid? And I'm going to go first on this one, guys. I'm more of an old school guy. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was kind of a newer game show and still pretty good, but I mean, to me, Pyramid was a great show. The $25,000 Pyramid.
I have no reference to Pyramid, so I'm going with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Okay, so then, Breakman, you're the type.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is a fun show. I like Howie Mandel a lot, but it's completely random.
It was Regis Philbin.
Yeah, Regis.
Howie.
Oh, wait, what am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Deal or No Deal, man.
No Deal. Oh, okay, never mind. Let me restart over then. I'm thinking of No Deal, No Deal. Oh, that's the question game. I love that one. Yeah, I'm going with that one.
You son of a bitch, man. You son of a bitch. Pyramid is a great show.
I had it confused with Deal or No Deal for some reason. No, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire so you get to phone a friend and shit like that. I love that.
Yeah, I like that game too, but man, how could you go against Pyramid? You sons of bitches, man.
By not knowing what it even is.
It's a great show, man, with Dick Clark. How dare you guys? They would have celebrities. All right. Dating Game, which I don't know if you guys knew this. There was a serial killer featured on that show. Versus Wheel of Fortune. Breakman, you go first.
I don't even think this is competition. Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. Eric?
Wheel of Fortune.
And that's a trifecta because I'm going with Wheel of Fortune as well. Our final matchup is Floor is Lava versus Jeopardy. Eric, you go first on this one.
I'm going with Jeopardy.
Okay, Breakman?
I don't even think this is competition either. Besides, we all want to see Jeopardy versus Wheel of Fortune.
Florida's lava is, which might as well be Florida.
Florida is lava.
Yeah. Pretty good show. I do enjoy it. I'm surprised it got this far, but there's no way it's beaten Jeopardy, which means next week we've got a titanic matchup, guys. Wheel of Fortune versus Jeopardy. Holy shit. That's going to be awesome. So we still got some, man, I don't know. My favorite to go all the way would be Jeopardy, but you know, I don't know how it's going to go. And my dark horse would be, Pressure Luck. So we've got some.
I'm gonna say mine is Price is Right.
Well, that's a big one for sure. So, Eric, what do you say? What are you thinking is gonna go all the way?
Jeopardy, probably.
Ooh, okay. Well, there you go. All right, it's a preview of next week. So hopefully, you guys tune in next week to see that. I'm excited, man. Next week we'll crown the winner. Freak says Flores Lava is a great show. Did you watch an episode, Eric? It's really good.
No.
It's fun.
It's on Netflix, so I can check it out.
Yeah, you should. It's really fun. It is fun. I do like that show.
Is it old or is it like?
No, it's newer.
It like only a few years old.
No, it's like last year. I think the year last year, or year before it came out. It's really good. I think it's fun. Doesn't have a lot of legs. I don't think it's one of those shows that's gonna be around for a while. All right, guys. I think we're gonna. Did you guys have any free for all topics you want to talk about before we jet, or are we good to go?
No, I need to get some extra food in my stomach because I'm hungry.
Yeah, I think I need to do the same. Plus, I'm under the weather, man. Holy shit!
Yeah,
this
I was gonna say
sucks.
You probably should go lay down.
Yeah,
somewhere that isn't an oven.
Oh, it's my whole house is an oven, man. I need to get out of here and get something to eat and drink, and then you know get some air.
It isn't cooler outside, is it?
Yeah, it is. Oof, no, it's cooler outside than it is in here. It's like 90 degrees outside and like 90 to 1 or 2 degrees inside.
Man, I worked in the kitchen in the summer once, and I'd go outside and it was in the 90s and it was cooler outside. And I'm
yep.
like, fuck this.
Yep, yep.
I'm
that's
not working here anymore.
How it is right now, man. All right, I guess we'll end it there. Breakman, do your plugs.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, where you can ask Dear Breakman a question, and then you can get some cowbell. And let me see here. We got some Harmy. And then I got this thing here. I don't even know what this is.
It sort of sounds like a combination harmonica and boo-hoo-zella.
You can make those different things Patreon goals.
The only thing you need now, Breakman, is a kazoo and a boo-hoo-zella, man.
I want some bongos.
Oh, some bongos too, man. That'd be awesome, man. Freak 5 says, hydrate yourself, Frank. Freak 5, it's really hard, man. I'm trying, man. I'm not a huge water drinker, but I got to start, man. Like, I do. I agree, Freak 5.
I drink water during breaks at work.
Yeah, I got to drink some more water for sure.
Not during breaks.
I need to get that thing that Tom Petty had, you know, that thing where he wears his harmonica. I need one of those.
Yeah.
And some bongos.
Yeah, for sure.
Go with this.
Okay, Eric.
She told me blowing it hard, but it's really loud.
Actually, you skipped over my stinkos, didn't you?
I didn't. Oh,
you
know what?
You did. You totally
I think
did.
I did, Eric. Let's do your stinkos before we get out of here, man. What's your stinko?
I didn't do that. That was Mr. Bergman.
Okay. First of up is Mississippi calling for the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Because of course they would.
And people are worried that's going to happen because Mississippi apparently has weight.
Ugh, oh boy.
No, what I'm worried. Well, I don't. The fact that they're going to talk about it this fall is what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court is going to finally address it, and I'm worried about what's going to happen then.
Well, we just got to hope.
Also, the Olympics suck even harder because Koichi Sugiyama, who is a non-king denier and also a denier of Japanese comfort women, which are basically sex slaves.
Oof.
So he's an ultra-nationalist, and so he supplied Dragon Quest music for the people to march to, along with Final Fantasy, which it also is kind of scummy because that was definitely orchestrated by the administration in order to make Japan look cool to ignore the problems that are happening around the Olympics, like the spike in COVID cases.
They should have canceled it.
The staffer who assaulted someone, and then there was the various issues with those stupid beds. I mean, sure, they're not the anti-sex beds that we were led to believe, because that was bad journalism, but the fact that they're made out of cardboard makes them uncomfortable, and that's kind of gross.
Yeah, way to treat your athletes.
I mean, look how they treated a few women. Like, they're not going to let black women wear hair. Is it like a...
Also that.
The swimming, the thing in their hair. That's, I don't know what that thing's called.
It's like that.
Somebody had to drop out because they made the person drop out because of that stuff.
And then another woman is dropping out because they won't let her bring her seeing eye dog with her. Like, what the fuck?
That was actually the Paralympics, but that's basically the Olympics. So it's just for the disabled people.
Also, Sha'Carri Richardson is not going to get a chance to win a gold medal, which she would have fucking won. Because she smoked fucking weed. Get the fuck out of here, Olympics. You guys
smoked weed not even during competition.
Right. not even during competition.
In a state where it's perfectly legal.
Years before.
Right. Yeah, it's so dumb.
Meanwhile, the president didn't stand up for her at all. Well, she knew the rules. Oh, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, thanks, piece of shit. Exactly. You motherfucker.
Instead, you're going to go bash the girl who turned her back on the flag. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Asshole, whatever.
Exactly. Okay, Eric, anything else on that?
No, that's it. Those are my stinkos.
Freak Fight says a friend of mine was driving with her boyfriend. This was years ago. We were still in high school. Her boyfriend made her pull the car over because he saw two dogs jumping and wanted to watch.
I think he meant the humping.
Oh, that's humping.
That's what I think he meant.
Well,
I don't understand why, like, two dogs are jumping, so...
The H is right next to the J on the keyboard. He probably hit the wrong one.
Well, I'm guessing humping, but why would you want to pull over to see that? That's so dumb.
Yeah. Okay. It's like,
All right, Eric. What you got?
I mean, did he at least film it?
But as far as plugs that go, there's BostonBasketballGate.com. I write reviews on there. I had some melancholy a couple days ago because I was considering dropping out of the review business because a lot of the times I have to either wait for a review to get put up, and usually takes a week or more.
Yeah.
Because of Evan's weird scheduling, because he has to do his own stuff. And then that's the only other site I could put written reviews up. So I don't know. Maybe I got depressed about that, but then I had an idea. The idea was to put my reviews in just plain text format. It's not going to look anything fancy, but at least it will be there as a benefit to those who sub to my channel. Patreon channel. And you can read that early, and then you could read the official one later.
That's not a bad idea, Eric. Not a bad idea at all. What else you got?
But other than that, I'm going to do audio reviews for the smaller games that I only have so much to say about.
Yeah.
Or maybe games I'm really interested in and things I might not want to... Things I might want to talk about that are spoiler-heavy.
Okay. Anything else?
That's on my the podcast feed. But if you like that stuff and you want to support me, my Patreon will be in my Twitter profile at EricRPG. Or you can just look my name up, Eric Kelly, on Patreon. But other than that, that's it.
Okay. Let's see. What else? I hate this shit. It's fucking... Every time I try to click on Weiland's name to make him a mod, it fucking does some weird shit, man. It's so stupid. I'm working on that.
The only one. It's the Highlander, Frank.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what the fuck is going on there. I want to thank everybody in chat. I know MXT was in there. Good friend Freak5 was in there. Dungeon, our good friend. Who else is there? 2020 was in there. Welcome. And thanks for joining. Akibis was in there. Commander Root. And Discover for Small Streamers was in there. That's not
but
a bot.
No, Dr. Korgenstein, huh?
Right.
No.
Weiland was in there, good friend Weiland. And Violet's TV, thank you all for joining so much. Really appreciate it. If you're listening on the archives, you know, on any of number of ways that you can listen to RP Grinders, whether it be Apple TV or, you know, iTunes or Podbean or YouTube or anywhere that you listen. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate that. I have a new channel on YouTube, which, you know, if you search it, you're going to have a hard time. I'll throw a link later, maybe next week, in the chat and on the thing. But it's called Mexican Long Hair. You guys are going to want to check it out. It's First Amendment audits done the right way. And the first three videos I have there are real good bangers. There's a couple of piece of shit cops that you guys are going to want to watch squirm, is the best way that I could put it. But check that out. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. On any of the systems, Sony, Microsoft, or Nintendo, I think it's RP Grinders. So just look up RP Grinders. You'll find me. And I think that's about it. Anything else, gentlemen?
Dragon Ball Super Superhero form officially announced.
Oh, there you go. All right.
It's going to have a time skip. So they're going ahead of the manga, apparently.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, anything else? Why do I like want to wear like a miner's hat and like pan for gold while I'm listening to you do the harmonica break, man? It's,
you know,
so weird.
Kind of that beat. I kind of got that old.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know.
Sitting next to like the miners sitting next to a cottage that's kind of falling apart, sitting outside and all their gear and just playing that and
right.
Blowing into a giant whiskey bottle,
right?
Or what,
jug?
Jug, whiskey, yeah. Jug. Yeah, that. Stuff, yeah. Like that.
Yeah, that's what, so I was kind of getting that vibe, man. I'm like, wow, we should go pan for gold and, like, you know, act like we're drunken miners. That'd be cool. Freak Five says, check out Bernie's OnlyFans. She has some really good bangers in there, too. How dare you, Freak Five, you son of a bitch.
Good.
All right, I think that's about all the time we have for. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Thanks, everybody. Freak is exiled, son of a bitch.